by the bloodstained hands from Let It Bleed, the Rolling Stones there, and you can't always get what you need. You can't always get what you want, sorry. Actually, as long as you can get what you need, it should be okay, shouldn't it? So there's no problem. Okay, attention please. During the present fuel emergency, being without power can cause inconvenience and discomfort. Combat this by buying your own generator. No matter what size, CMP can provide generators for home and industry. Telephone 01-440-9551. And that telephone number again, which is in London, of course, is 01-440-9551. Good. Here's Procol Harum. There you are. Procol Harum, and it says here, in concert with the Edmonton Symphony Orchestra, recorded in Edmonton, Alberta in 1971. Very nice too, and a track called Conquistador, which I know we've played before, but it's well worth playing again, I think. Now, I was just going to play a record from Mike the Poet, and by an astonishing coincidence, while that last record was playing, he's come through the door. Hello, Mike.
Hi, Bobby. How are you?
Very well, thank you. I'm feeling very hungry. Mike's got a very, very nice-looking omelette thing here with slices of pineapple on it. Looks delicious.
Yeah, actually, it's very good because I went into one of those golden egg type things in London once, ages ago, and I had pineapple omelette, and I had pineapple omelette there. Yeah. So I thought I'd make pineapple omelette.
Very nice too. Well, I was thinking it was a bit of a pity that your poetry isn't going to be with us tonight. Very, very sad, I think, that we aren't likely to hear your poetry anymore. That is, of course, unless the listeners start to protest, which they may or may not. So, listeners, if you'd like to hear more of Mike's poetry, and I'm sure that quite a number of you would, well, please write in and say so. The address, of course, is Radio Seagull, Caroline House, The Hague, in Holland. Radio Seagull, Caroline House, The Hague, Holland. It is right, isn't it?
Yeah, right.
I always get the addresses wrong. Okay, that's right. So, if you want to hear more poetry, please write in and say so, and Mike's just too happy to oblige. And for Mike, and for everybody else who likes poetry, here's one of Mike's favourites, Kenny Young and Wake Up Navajo. George Harrison, and don't really wait too long. And while that was playing, Mike came in again, having divested himself of his omelette, and he's brought me in some pineapple rings, and oh, it's delicious. Just saying, it's like being one of those beachcombers on the South Sea Island that goes around with a machete going and cutting open coconuts and looking inside the bars of chocolate and things. Okay, how are you, Mike?
I'm very well, very well.
A bit dodged?
Yeah, very. I offered it to Norman and Johnny and the others downstairs to see if they liked any. It was so good. And I cooked it with a sort of pineapple juice as well in the mix, you know. Yeah. A bit watery, but it was all right. And it was really nice. And I had to have a lot.
You had too much of it there.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, I suppose you can have too much of a good thing. Okay. Well, you can't have too much of this anyway. It's John Lennon from his album Mind Games and One Day at a Time. Here we are, from the Moog synthesizer, a record called Switched on Bach. There you had Walter Carlos with, it says here, the assistance of Benjamin Folkman and the Sinfonia to Cantata No. 29 by Bach. Hope you enjoyed it. Sorry about it skipping around there. Actually, Norman was the last person to play that, so I think I'll take it out on him afterwards. Now, listen carefully to the words of this one, Elton John and The Greatest Discovery. Yeah, several very interesting points raised in that one. Elton John and The Greatest Discovery. Now, a reminder that you're listening to Radio Seagull on 259 metres, where the time is now 2 minutes past 2 Central European Time, 2 minutes past 1 GMT.